ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 52। श्रीयक्ष ऊचुः वयम् अनुचर मुख्याः कर्मभिस्ते मनोज्ञैः वयम् अनुचर मुख्याः कर्मभिस्ते मनोज्ञैः त इह दीति सुतेन प्रापिता वाहकत्वम् त इह दीति सुतेन प्रापिता वाहकत्वम् स तु जन परितापम् तत्कृतम् जानता ते स तु जन परितापम् तत्कृतम् जानता ते नरहर उपनीतः पञ्चताम् पञ्चविंश नरहर उपनीत पञ्चताम् पञ्चविंश श्रीयक्षा ऊचुः वयम् अनुचर मुख्याः कर्मभिस्ते मनोज्ञैः त इह दीति सुतेन प्रापिता वाहकत्वम् स तु जन परितापम् तत्कृतम् जानता ते नरहर उपनीतः पञ्चताम् पञ्चविंश महाराज श्रीयक्ष ऊचुः वयम् अनुचर मुख्याः कर्मभिस्ते मनोज्ञैः त इह दीति सूतेन प्रापिता वाहकत्वम् स तु जन परितापम् तत्कृतम् जानता ते नरहर उपनीतः पञ्चताम् पञ्चविंश वयम् अनुचर मुख्याः कर्मभिस्ते मनोज्ञैः त इह दीति सूतेन प्रापिता वाहकत्वम् स तु जन परितापम् तत्कृतम् जानता ते नरहर उपनीतः पञ्चताम् पञ्चविंश और कोई माताजी सुनो त इह दीति सूतेन प्रापिता वाहकत्वम् स तु जन परितापम् तत्कृतम् जानता ते नरहर उपनीतः पञ्चताम् पञ्चविंश word to word meaning. Sri Yaksha Uchuhu. The inhabitants of the Yaksha planet prayed. Vayam, we, Anuchara, Anuchara Mukhyaha, the chief among your many servants. Karma Bihi, by services. Te, unto you. Mano Gyaihi, very pleasing. Te, De, Iha, at the present moment. Diti Sutena, by Hiranyakashipu, the son of Diti. Prapitaha, forced to engage as. Vahakatvam, the palanquin carriers. Saha, he, tu, but. Janaparitapam, the miserable condition of everyone. Tatkritam, caused by him. Janata, knowing. Te, by you. Narahara, O Lord, in the form of Narasimha. Upanitaha, is put to. Panchatam, death. Panchavimsha, O 25th principle, the controller of the other 24 elements. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Yakshaloka prayed, O controller of the 24 elements, we are considered the best servants of your lordship because of rendering services pleasing to you. Yet we engaged as palanquin carriers by the order of Hiranyakashipu, the son of Diti. O Lord, in the form of Narasimha Dev, you know how this demon gave trouble to everyone. But now you have killed him and his body is mixing with the five material elements. So please repeat after me. The inhabitants of Yakshaloka prayed, O controller of the 24 elements, we are considered the best servants of your lordship because of rendering services pleasing to you. Yet we engaged as palanquin carriers by the order of Hiranyakashipu, the son of Diti. O Lord, in the form of Narasimha Dev, you know how this demon gave trouble to everyone. But now you have killed him and his body is mixing with the five material elements. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Lord is the controller of the 10 senses, the five material elements, the five sense objects, the mind, the intelligence, the false ego and the soul. Therefore, he is addressed as Panchavimsha, the 25th element. The inhabitants of the Yaksha planet are supposed to be the best of all servants. But Hiranyakashipu engaged them as palanquin carriers. The entire universe was in trouble because of Hiranyakashipu. But now that Hiranyakashipu's body was mixing with the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air and sky, everyone felt relief. Upon Hiranyakashipu's death, the Yakshas were reinstated in their original service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus they felt obliged to the Lord and offered their prayers. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chakshurinmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശതാരിണേ വാഞ്ചാകൽപ്പതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാ സിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. Thank you very much, Maharaj, all devotees sitting here. First of all, let me pay my obeisances to Sri Sri Radharas Bihari, Sri Sri Gonita, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshmanavan, and all the Vaishnava Acharyas down the line to Srila Prabhupada, and all the devotees down the line to Srila Prabhupada. Only by the mercy of the devotees one can speak. Pangum Langayate Grim. Langadabi, he can cross the mountains. It's all mercy. Without mercy, nothing happens. Somebody is rich this lifetime because he did some previous punya karma last lifetime. Somebody may say, uska to karma hai, bhai, karma ka phal hai. But then the point is, if he did last life the punya karma, that punya karma has to be awarded by the Lord. He doesn't know, he is born a young child. So everything depends upon mercy. We all are here because of mercy. Not because I did some tapasya, something like some studies. Very good. Still, without mercy, nobody can come here. This is Krishna's mercy and Prabhupada's magnanimity. That he opened ISKCON, he made ISKCON, where we all can sit here and discuss Bhagavatam. The whole world outside is suffering. 9 o'clock, they have to go to office. Rush to the railway station. Rush by car, their own, you know, conveyances. Go to office, having so much of tension. Again evening, come back rushing to house. Again something is to be done in house. Sleep with tension. Again get up in the morning. So, that also is mercy, Krishna's mercy only. Without mercy, Krishna's mercy, nobody can rush to the office. But that mercy is in different way. The way somebody desires, Krishna provides. Somebody wants good life, enjoy, sit back and count money, Krishna provides. But while counting money, if he commits sinful activities, next life, he has to suffer. Jai Shri Shri Gaunita Aiki, Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. Everywhere mercy is the link. We send a missing link. Sometimes we send on WhatsApp. A link, see this link. So link, mercy is the link. Everywhere. Somebody is eating meat, even that is a mercy by Krishna. On the wrong way. Somebody is in a jail, he did some criminal activities, he is sent to jail. That is also mercy. The government's mercy. The government makes a prison, also government makes a state. So Krishna made everything. Bhuloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, all, Swarloka, Narakloka, everywhere. Everywhere his mercy is spread out. We must only sense it out. Like everywhere the TV signals are on. If we put on the TV monitor, catch the signal, we can see something on the monitor. If there is no reception, then we can't see the signal. Similarly, we have to receive the mercy coming from the Lord every moment. If we try to understand this mercy aspect, slowly, slowly we become humble. Then we come to know that without mercy we cannot even keep one step ahead. That is the rule, bottom line of Vaishnava Dharma, devotee. Every day morning we pay obeisance. Vansha kalpatarubhyasya kripasin dibhyevacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sometimes we do mechanical. Arey, ho gaya.
But that is a great, great, amazing signs. We pay obeisance, we ask devotees, Anant Koti Vaishnavan, the devotees, please forgive me of all the offenses I have committed, not this lifetime, not previous lifetime, 2 crores of lifetime to crores of devotees, not only devotees, even non-devotees. If I insult somebody who doesn't chant, if I provoke somebody in a fight who doesn't chant, he has some bad influence towards me, some bad impulse, that creates a mental block in my mind. This mental block, unless I clear up this lifetime, it comes to me every lifetime. We all can know, we have got beautiful deities, amazing kirtan, prasadam, Prabhupada, Bhagavatam, everything is here. Still, sometimes we are stuck somewhere. At least I am stuck. I don't know others. We are stuck because of our mental block. Mind plays a very important role in everybody's life. People go to gym, they do yoga, they do walking, they do all sorts of exercises. Why? To keep physically fit. Very good. Very good to be fit. Very important. Because once the disease catches, then the trouble starts. It's very important to be fit. Very good. But normally and generally, we neglect the most important muscle in our body. That is mind. I have a good body, but mind is crazy. I end up where? Doing all sorts of nonsense. Gambling, so many other things. The most important muscle in our body is the mind. Mana Shrashta Nindriyani, Krishna says. So mind is the, like there are senses and everything, mind is the fulcrum point. All the senses work through mind. And we neglect the mind. We do all sorts of exercises. So after some time, slowly, slowly, mind starts degrading. Mind gets so much. Mind is a powerful energy. If I think something of bad of this person, I get the reflection, same feeling, multiplied somewhere else. Then we say, Mujhe kyun ho raha hai sab? I am the creation of my surroundings. By the mercy of the Lord, of course. Whatever I am today, only because of my mind, my mental strength, my mental block. The whole world is a game of mind. Prabhupada wanted to construct a temple. He mentally visualized the temple manifested. We have to visualize what we want to become. I want to become big preacher, big collector, big kirtankar, big pujari, big devotee, whatever it is. We have to visualize. Unless we visualize, unless we have a clarity in our mind, nothing comes out. If I am confused in my mind, then I am confused in my activities, I am confused in my dealings with other devotees, I am confused everywhere. I must make my agenda every day in the morning. Today, what is my job? What is my goal? I have to help some devotee. I have to be very nice. I have to be very intelligent. I have to be very, very simple, humble, not arrogant. This we must have every day in the morning, an agenda. 2 minutes when we get up in the morning, pay obeisance to all the devotees, the deities, and we must have an agenda. Very, very important. Otherwise, we get up in the morning, just go for take bath and then come for Mangalarti. It's all good, fantastic. Unless we have an introspective study of our own being, unless we study ourselves, we are in great trouble today or tomorrow. We can see so many fights going on everywhere only because of the mind, not because of the body. When a man is dead, the body has no problem, it's just burnt off. Indriyani paranya hori indribhya parambanaha. Body is dull matter. Like, of course, temple is spiritual. If you see some building, it dull matter. Cement, concrete, bricks and all. But some people come and stay, and then the building gets life. Otherwise, we say, Bhut Bangla, bhai. He has some problems, some litigation, huge tower has come up, redevelopment building, and nobody stays there. Everything is because of the mind. Everywhere, when we get up in the morning, we visualize. I have to take bath, go to Mangalarti, I have to sing Mangalarti. Suppose I have given a save of singing Mangalarti, I visualize, I have to sing Mangalarti. I have to sing nice Mangalarti for the pleasure of the Lord and Prabhupada and devotees. Because if I sing in a bad way, all devotees are upset. They will curse me. Who is this guy? He cannot sing properly. All these things come only because of working in the mind. So I visualize, then take bath, put tilak, come to temple and sing Mangalarti. I am given seva. So I sing nice Mangalarti. So first I visualize in my mind. Then it manifested outside. If I don't visualize, I can pull on some years and years sugar in his corn, no problem. If I don't have my agenda, of course, Prabhupada said staying in ISKCON itself is a great thing. You are back to Godhead. That is a fantastic thing, staying in ISKCON, connected to ISKCON, coming from outside, staying full time. Very good. But always there is a place for excellence. Everybody wants to excel. It's 100% true. Everybody wants to do in their field a fantastic service, a fantastic job. He wants to excel. Everybody. Nobody says, no, it's okay. I'll just do some stupid, simple seva. It's okay. No. Everybody wants to excel in their service. So now we can understand, if somebody is not singing properly or not doing seva properly, because that is his level of understanding. So we have to help him out. In coming up, we cannot chastise him. We cannot shout at him. That is what love is. Love within the community. Guhyamakhyati prachati. We have to discuss it out. If somebody is not doing proper seva, like a junior devotee, we can discuss it out with proper etiquette. So he doesn't feel bad. Senior does something, some problem. We can discuss it out with love and deference. We can say, Prabhu, this is my suggestion. Please don't take it as an offense. Clear it off. Otherwise, that will stay eternally. Because he will think, this guy joined in front of me. So, it all depends how good you are in relation with him. Speak to authorities. Every step has got a way. If we abruptly tell this, then that becomes like a criticism or blaming. That creates a problem. Not in him, in me. Because he may be upset. Then that creates a mental block in my personality. It will go eternally. So this way, somewhere I might have committed some offense to some devotee, some lifetime. That is affecting now. So to be very clear, why not clear this lifetime only? All the complexes. Be very simple. Be very good. Think that before I came, ISKCON was there. After I go, ISKCON will be still there. That means I am not making ISKCON, never made ISKCON. I am only part of ISKCON, small nut bolt. If that thing comes again and again in our mind, then we will be humble. People say that also. Ariya, mai to kuch nahi. But that is only lip service. It has to come from heart. That comes only if we regularly exercise our mind. Why I am talking mind is, I am doing some research on mind these days. So I thought I will share with you, all of you. Mind is a very powerful, amazing thing. Then comes intelligence, then comes Atma, then comes Paramatma. Indriyani parani ahor indribhe paramana. Manasattu para buddhir yo buddhe paratastu saha. Saha means Atma. So greater than the dull matter is the mind, senses. Then the senses come, the mind. Then comes intelligence, then comes soul, then comes super soul. This is a crumb, sequence. But mind is a very powerful thing. Soul is powerful, Atma is, Paramatma is powerful. But then mind is a via media, catalyst. So mind is such a thing. My request is, please everybody meditate on mind. How to clear off mind? Sincerely chanting, sincerely taking prasadam, not overeating. Here, coming to the purport, Prabhupada says, to earlier purport, to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, devotees have to face many dangers and impediments all over the world. Everywhere, when we go on book distribution, we go in buses, or when we preach in bookstalls, every time there is an opposition. Again, mind comes into picture. That man has an understanding that he is right. We can't argue. We can talk to him with love and affection, with intelligence. Slowly penetrate his heart. We can understand where he is stuck. Catch that point and preach. Somebody may be stuck in socialism. Somebody may be stuck in countryism. Somebody may be stuck in familyism. My family is the greatest, sir. Somebody may say, country is the topmost thing in my life. I want to dedicate my life to the country. Countryism. Somebody may say society. There are so many people doing service in society. Samaj Seva. But they don't understand that Samaj comes from where. So again, the point is, when we do service to somebody, Seva to somebody, we must know that person is who. Who is the recipient of my Seva? I am doing Seva to which person, and that Seva is ultimately going where. That I must know. That is where Vaishnavism comes into picture. So Prabhupada says, spreading Krishna consciousness is a great job. The whole world is behind bread and butter, which we can get easily sitting in a place. That doesn't mean we must not work. We must work. With the results going to Krishna, then that work becomes pleasure. People working outside, they work, let them earn in millions. But they must have an understanding that this millions of rupees doesn't come as a help when they are hungry. They must eat roti sabji only. Two rotis up and down, morning, evening, that's all. We made four rotis, maybe five rotis, that's all our life is. Other things all are useless. But still, people are behind it. Doesn't matter. Devotees also want money. Let them earn in millions. Then construct a temple. Do some great service by distributing books. Sponsoring dress for the deities. Sponsoring prasadam for devotees. Something like that. Finally, he has to eat only two rotis up and down. Morning two rotis, evening two rotis. If you take third roti, he's in trouble. He may get disease. That may not be digested. So we can see basic necessities, very simple. Very, very simple. And it can be acquired without any great hardship. Then why it is so complicated, life? Because of mental speculation. Then Prabhupada says, But a faithful servant who preaches with great devotion to the Lord must know that Lord Narasingha is always his protector. Morning, every day we chant Narasimha prayers. Ito Narasingha, Parato Narasingha. He is here, he is there. Yato Yato Yamitato Narasingha. We chant fantastically, but we should every day meditate on Lord Narasingha. And I will tell you one more, there is one more sloka on Lord Narasingha. Lord Narasingha is also Rinamochana. Rinamochana means removal of all obstacles, all Rin. Karja. Maharaj Karja bolte na Rin ko. All Rin. From our every lifetime. And the last line of the sloka is Rinamochana Narasimha Mantra. Ya idam patete nityam Rinamochana Sangitam. Andrani jayate sadyo dhanam shigram avapnuyat. Means if one wants quick money, then this mantra is to be chanted. Again, all of previous things are removed, previous blocks. All Rina. We have got so many obligations, everybody. All obligations can be removed by simply chanting Narasimha Mantra. We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, very good. But it is specifically for Rina Mochana. To get relieved from all Rins. Rina Mochana Narasimha Mantra. You can check it out. Devatakari Siddhyartam Sabastamba Samudbhavam Sri Narasimham Mahavimam Rina Mochana Narasimham. Lakshmi Alingita Vamange Bhaktana Varadayakam Sri Narasimha Mahadevam. So, Rinamod Narasimha Bhagavan. Lord Narasimha is so powerful, removes all obligations from our lifetimes. So, I will end here with Narasimha prayers. We all can chant for a few minutes. Then Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to rectify all our shortcomings. Okay? Kon mridang bajayega? Five minutes. Tavakar kamalavare nakhamadbhuta shinga dalita hiranyakashipu tanbringa keshavadrita narahari rupa jay jagadish hare jay jagadish hare jay jagadish hare yahu tahiranyakashipu Tavakar kamalavare nakam adbhuta shingam dalita hiranyakashipu tanubringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jay jagadish hare jay jagadish hare Jai Jagadish Hari Tavakar Kamal Adbhuta Shinga Thank you. Any questions? Maharaj, comments? Your questions I cannot answer. Please, comments. Microphone dena Maharaj. और किसी का प्रश्न तैयार रखिए महाराज के कमेंट्स के बाद यू कैन आस्क.
वेरी नाइसली प्रेजेंटेड.
थैंक यू महाराज. योर मर्सी.
इन टर्म ऑफ लाइक प्लानिंग और माइंड और एजेंडा ऑफ हाउ whole day we should spend. Like you were talking, Prabhupada visualized this in his mind, first temple,
yeah,
visualized, and then it manifested in due course of time. Similarly, we should also something good visualize, and by the mercy of Krishna, we will be able to achieve that good. This part at least very nicely explained. And also your firm faith for Narasimha Dev. It appears that we are serious about the praying while we are. Sometimes we don't think. Yes, we are uttering Tavakara Kamala Ataito Narasimha Parato Narasimha. But hardly we think about what it means. But by your presentation it seems that would contemplate what is the verse text.
Thank
this
you, Maharaj.
Part I like.
Your mercy.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, somebody asked Prabhupada, where is the temple? He said, they are there. Time will manifest. Right, Maharaj? Great devotee, Nimanita Prabhu. Jai Ho.
Prabhuji, this Yaksha, sometimes I am in doubt.
Sometimes
I am in doubt.
Doubt.
Because of I don't read properly. Yaksha, they are servant of Kuberji. Because Dhruva Maharaj went to kill them when Uttam was killed.
Hmm.
And also, if I'm not wrong, I read or heard somewhere that Yakshas, they are demons or asuras or something. So then, if both the statements are true, then.
Yakshas are demons.
Some asuras or something. We read somewhere or heard. Yakshas, or they are like lower beings, like asuras, in that level. Am I right or no?
I never read that, Yakshas. Maharaj, any comment? Prabhupada says, see, Yakshas say, they tell, oh, control the 24 elements, we are considered the best servants of your lordship. The best servants of your lordship. Lord Narasimha. The inhabitants of Yaksha Loka prayed. If you go in detail, I will get. Anybody, any comment? We can check. Bureau man. His point is Yakshas are considered demons, right? You said. No, he said something like that. Lower beings. Huh, demigods. Microphone, Maharaj.
Also, with gradation in demigods, like Chandra and Surya, they are considered highly elevated demigods.
Elevated people, yeah.
Even a Pitara also.
Pitara Lokas, yeah.
And this Yaksha is very nice. One place it is written, there were a group, a certain type of people also they come from demoniac family.
Hmm.
There are two, Yaksha and Rakshas.
Hmm.
So something was going on and then one group was telling Yaksha, something, please, don't protect them, don't protect them, but not kill them. So the one group are yaksha. Like means, don't protect them. And another party were kill them. Same thing they were taking. The one party were the yaksha, rakshasa. Or kill them, and some were telling they eat them.
Okay.
So that is. But this yaksha here, they are demigods. In that whole assembly, when Hiranyakashipu was killed, so from the higher planetary system, residents of higher planetary system, they came for prayer. Nowhere description them rakshasa and demonic people came there.
They came to pray.
They were very much worried. They did not appreciate demon. They did not appreciate that Lord Nrisimha Dev killed Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu belongs to their race. this was opposite party, not rakshasa, higher living entity. Demigod. A Kuber is considered to be the chief of Yaksha.
Kuber Maharaj.
Kuber, demigod, is a treasurer of the heavenly planet, demigod. So they are demigods. All the whosoever was praying took part. Then demigods were, saintly person received where they were.
Here we can see also earlier slokas. When Lord Narasimha killed Hiranyakashipu, first Shiva prayed, then Brahma, in the sequence, Shiva, Brahma, Gandharva Loka people, Kinnara Loka people, like that. So they all are elevated personalities.
Here they are Vayam Anucharah Mukhyah Karan Vishtet. Vayam Te Anucharah. We are your
best servants.
Anuchar. Followers.
Followers.
Servants. And not only ordinary servant, mukhya.
Mukhya.
We are important. We are important servants of your lordship. But tava iha diti sutena prapita vahakatvam. Our position was that we are servant of your. We are supposed to serve you, but we are reduced our position to
palanquin carriers.
Palanquin carriers of
Hiranyakashipu. And they said that we are considered the best servants, not that we are the, he said, Prabhupada, we are considered the best servants of your lordship.
Mukhya anuchara.
Yeah.
Vayam te mukhya anuchara. We are your important, mukhya servant. So this is our awkward position, such a unique awkward position that such highly elevated personality, demigod. But now we are engaged in vahakatvam, prapita vahakatvam,
palanquin carrier. Thank you, Maharaj. Any other doubt, comment, question? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Vigna Vinashak Narasimha Dev Bhagavan ki. Dhanyavad. Hare Krishna.